Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2580, How to Manage Your Career to Make Millions More, by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Manage Your Career to Make Millions More, by ESI of esimoney.com. We've established that you can make your career worth millions more if you manage it correctly. So let's discuss what steps you need to take to do this. You must be proactive. Before we get into details, let's discuss the one thing most people don't do that's costing them millions. They don't manage their careers. Most people simply have a take-it-as-it-comes approach to their careers. They hope for the best. They want the best. They assume if they do a good job, they'll get the best. But they don't take any steps to make their career and thus their earning power any greater. They have a come what may attitude to managing their careers, and thus they get come what may raises, promotions, and the like, which, in case you're wondering, aren't that great. On the other hand, there are people who actively manage their careers. They intentionally work on their careers, developing plans to grow and become better at their professions. As such, they get better than average promotions and better than average raises. And as such, they make millions more throughout their careers. Seven steps to millions more. So what are the key steps to take to make the most of your career? Here's my list. Number one, overperform. If you want to get ahead in your career, you have to overperform. This means you need to A, establish what the required output is for your position, and B, give your employer more than that. Those that consistently overperform are the ones that get promotions, greater responsibility, and higher wages. Number two, be likable. Some career experts rate likability above performance on the list of how to grow your career. Why? Because people are more likely to help those they like, give the benefit of the doubt to those they like, promote those they like, and so on. So strive to be likable, even if it kills you. And yes, there are skills you can develop that will make you more likable. Number three, network. We've all heard the phrase, it's not what you know, but who you know. Knowing the right people isn't the one end-all pathway to career success, but it's a major part of it. You need to build and develop a broad network of people who can help you with your current assignments, point you to a new job if need be, serve as references during your job search, and be a resource for all sorts of career-related situations you may face. One key to having a great network is to be a helpful resource for others. So look for ways you can assist those in your network and be sure to develop a networking plan centered around things like volunteering, attending local events, going to industry conferences, joining professional organizations, and the like to make sure your network is strong and healthy. Number four, be attractive. Here's what studies say about attractive people. Quote, they are hired sooner, get promotions more quickly, and are paid more than their less attractive coworkers. Attractive people earn an average of 3 or 4% more than people with below average looks, end quote. Another piece says beautiful people make 12% more than less appealing people. Fortunately, especially for me, you don't have to go over the top and have plastic surgery to enhance your beauty. There are simple, basic steps everyone can take that will make them more attractive. Simply dressing nicely, having proper hygiene, being in shape, and so on are steps we can all take to improve our appearances. In addition, there are qualities like higher self-esteem, pleasant personality, that is, being likable, good social skills that are generally attributed to attractive people that anyone can develop if they focus on them. Number 5, continue learning and developing skills. If you want to continue showing value in your field, you need to keep learning and increasing your skills. Pursue certifications, degrees, especially those the company pays for, seminars, classes, training, and other opportunities that increase your expertise and ability to do a better job. Take time to learn through reading and listening to podcasts. Look or volunteer for projects that help develop additional skills. Leadership skills are especially valuable. Employers value these extras, and you'll eventually be able to cash in your hard work in one way or another. Number 6, know how to manage yourself. Believe it or not, there's a whole skill to managing your career that doesn't involve the actual work itself. Some call it office politics, some call it getting ahead, and some call it career planning. I call it managing yourself. Whatever you may call it, to be successful, you'll need a certain amount of skill at reading the winds of changes and ebbs and flows in your company and its employees. Those that do well at this get ahead. Those that don't often get left behind, and it's not because the work they do is poor. Some questions we'll answer in future posts. How do you promote your work without being overbearing? How do you develop mutually beneficial relationships with key coworkers? How do you deal with the politics that exist at every workplace and come out ahead? To address these and other tasks successfully, you need to know how to manage yourself. Believe me, there are a whole set of skills required here that have nothing to do with the job itself, but everything to do with career success. Number 7, know how to market yourself. At some point, it's highly likely that you're gonna have to find a new job. Do you have the skills to find new job opportunities, the know-how to get an interview, the ability to sell yourself and get a job offer, and the knowledge to negotiate the best possible deal for yourself? Top earners do, and they use these skills to grow their careers and salaries when needed. You just listened to the post titled, How to Manage Your Career to Make Millions More by ESI of esimoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm reading a book right now by Cal Newport that's very relevant as I reflect on today's post. It's called So Good They Can't Ignore You. Based on all that I'm learning in this book, numbers 1 and 5 are probably the most important from today's list of tips. Overperform and continue learning and developing skills. Essentially, you're investing in your skills to ultimately become so good they can't ignore you. Think about that guy or gal you work with who's lacking in looks and likability, but they get away with it because they're such a high performer. There is a reason for that. Skill simply trumps the rest of this list. But if you layer on top of that a charming personality and killer smile, now you're talking. As a secondary consideration, I've long thought that it wasn't enough to simply do a good job. You've also got to be able to brag about it. It sounds gross, I know, but your ability to communicate your value is very important. This will come in handy when you're asking for a raise, going for a promotion, and seeking out a new job. But you know what makes it feel less icky? When you're simply stating facts of your incredible performance rather than trying to spin the story to make you look as good as possible. So that again goes back to overperforming and being so good they can't ignore you. In the words of Muhammad Ali, it's not bragging if you can back it up. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.